CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 18th of June 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. His Late Majesty King Hussein of Jordan's UK amateur radio equipment. Coding and amateur radio. RSGB Convention 2022 presentations. The Radio Society of Great Britain is delighted to announce that Her Majesty Queen Noor of Jordan has chosen to donate the UK amateur radio equipment of His Late Majesty King Hussein of Jordan to the Society. His Majesty was a great ambassador for amateur radio, and whenever his official duties allowed him, his radio call sign, Juliet Yankee 1, could be heard on the amateur bands. His Majesty always operated modestly, never announcing himself as King Hussein, always just Hussein from Jordan. A permanent display is being organised at the RSGB National Radio Centre so that the equipment can be used to help inspire people to get involved in amateur radio and promote communication, friendship and understanding throughout the many countries and cultures of the world. The RSGB extends its thanks to Her Majesty for this generous donation. National Coding Week has been run for many years in the third week of September. Coding is increasingly used in amateur radio, and the BBC Microbit and the Arduino have made it easier for radio amateurs of all ages to discover more about this. As part of its commitment to encourage youngsters into amateur radio and to support lifelong learning, the RSGB will be providing resources and creating coding activities for people to get involved in throughout the month of September. The Society is keen to hear from volunteers who have ideas for this initiative and would like to be part of it. Further details will follow, but if you're interested, in the first instance, please contact Exam and Syllabus Review Group member John Hislop, G7OHO, via Golf 7 Oscar Hotel Oscar at rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB has released two further Convention 2022 presentations. In the first, Noel Matthews, G8GTZ, provides an introduction to the challenges of operating on 122 GHz and gives an overview of the VK3CV designed transverter boards, which have put operation within the reach of amateurs without requiring advanced electronic and mechanical engineering skills. He tells the story of how he and Dave, G1EHF, used the boards to work up their first QSO over 2 kilometres to breaking the UK record for 122 gigs at 36 kilometres. Secondly, in a presentation called HF Propagation, What Do the Numbers Mean?, RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chair Steve Nichols, G0KYA, unravels what terms such as solar flux index, SSN, A and K index, and the solar wind speed mean, and explains how to find the best HF conditions. You can watch both on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. After serving for 9 years, the RSGB trophy manager is retiring and the Society is looking for a new volunteer for this role. The position is part of the RSGB volunteer leadership team, reporting to the board, working in close relationship with the 3 contest committees and the RSGB general manager. The trophy manager looks after the RSGB's trophies, arranges for their engraving and presentation to recipients, and maintains the trophy's history. If you're interested in applying for the role or would like to find out more, please email golfmike.deltaechopapatango@rsgb.org.uk. The GQRP Club is running a fun event called the Summer Sizzler from Saturday the 17th to Sunday the 25th of Goo. This is not a contest, rather it is a relaxed on-air QRP event. It's an ideal opportunity to meet and greet new and old friends, to test your latest homebrew creations, and to fill the bands with friendly QRP activity. The best logbook for the event will win the inaugural GM3OXX trophy. This will be decided upon by adjudicators and will not necessarily be awarded to the entrant with the most contacts. Unusual or remarkable logbooks have just as much chance of winning. For more information, visit gqrp.com/awards.htm. The Royal Air Force Air Cadets are running their popular radio communications event Exercise Blue Ham on the 60-meter shared band from the 19th to the 23rd of June from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. local time. Contact can be made by upper sideband voice PSK 31 or Olivia 16/500. Details can be found by following the Exercise Blue Ham link at alphacharlie.org.uk. Now for details of rallies and events. The Newbury Rally will take place on Sunday the 25th of June. The venue will be Newbury Showground, next to Junction 13 of the M4 motorway in Berkshire, postcode Romeo Golf 189 Quebec Zulu. There will be a display area with an amateur radio station, exhibits, special interest groups, clubs and societies. The door will open to sellers at 8 a.m. and visitors at 9 a.m. Ample free parking will be available. Entry is £3 for visitors. A seller's pitch costs £15. On-site catering and disabled facilities will be available. For more information, email newburyrally@novemberalphadeltaalfaromeosierra.org.uk and visit nadars.org.uk. The Barford Norfolk Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 2nd of July. The venue will be Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford, Norwich, postcode November Romeo 9 for Alpha Bravo. The doors open at 9 a.m. for visitors and 8 a.m. for traders. The event will feature trade stands, car boot sales, bring and buy, raffle, repeater groups, catering and free car parking. Entry costs £2.50 per person. Under 16s will be admitted free of charge. For more information, contact radio at Delta Charlie Papa, Mike India Charlie Romeo Oscar.com and visit norfolkamateurradio.org. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally will take place on Sunday the 9th of July at Penair School, Touro, Cornwall, postcode Tango Romeo 1-1 Tango November. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. and admission is £3. There will be traders, bring and buying club stalls. Car parking and catering is available on site. Contact is Ken, G0FIC, on 01209-821-073. Now the special event news. Today is the last chance to work Papa Delta 2023 Alpha Papa Delta. The station is active to mark Autistic Pride Day, which is held on the 18th of June each year. Listen for the call sign on the 10, 20 and 40 meter bands. See QRZ.com for more information. Special call sign Alpha Uniform 40 November Romeo Oscar is active on the HF bands until the 30th of June to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the National Institute of Amateur Radio in India. QSL via VU2NRO. And Victor India 75 Golf is the call sign used by the Garlong Amateur Radio Club throughout 2023 to celebrate its 75th anniversary. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via VK3ATL. Now the DX News. Today is the last chance to work URIS YL2GM, who is active as VU7W from the Lixshadweep Islands in the Arabian Sea. He is operating from Minicoy Island, AS106, with a focus on the 6-meter band, though he is also using other bands. QSL via Club Logs OQRS is preferred or direct to YL2GN. Roland FATN is active as Tango Romeo 8 Charlie Romeo from Gabon until the 12th of August. He operates CW only, usually on the 30 to 10 meter bands, QSL via F6AJA. ESOI TA2OM has been active as 3 Charlie 3 Charlie Alpha from Bioko Island, AF010, Equatorial Guinea, since October 2022. His current plans are to stay there for another 2 months. He usually operates using FT8 on the HF bands, and he uploads his log to Clublog and Logbook of the World on a regular basis. Now the contest news. The 50 Megs Trophy Contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now today, the Worked All Britain 6-meter phone contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using phone on the 6-meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain Square. And the All Asian DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and age. On Tuesday, the 20th of June, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on 1.3 gigahertz frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 22nd, the 80-meter Club Championship SSD contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSD on the 80-meter band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 25th of June, the 50 MHz CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And also, on Sunday the 25th of June, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 15th of June 2023. We had another week of sound HF propagation, helped by relatively quiet geomagnetic conditions, a lack of bad solar flares, and some good multi-hop sporadic openings. The KP index never rose above 3 and was mostly 1s and 2s. This was no doubt helped by no M-class or higher solar flares and no Earth-directed coronal mass ejections. A large filament did break away from the Sun on the 12th of June, but luckily it was directed away from Earth. The solar flux index declined to the mid-140s after reaching 172 on the 6th of June. Paul, GM4ULS, sent an impressive log of 10-meter SSB contacts with Brazil, Argentina, Chile and Uruguay. These were mostly during the late afternoon, though Paul says the openings often started around noon. F2 layer propagation was the first thought, but closer analysis suggests that these were more likely to be multi-hop sporadic E. If these contacts die out as we progress through the summer, that should confirm that they were multi-hop sporadic E. Paul does have one tip. He listens on 27.555 MHz. It's the SSB CB calling frequency. If he hears activity there, then he fires up on the 10-meter band. Other DX this week has included VP6A on Ducie Island in the South Pacific. This DX expedition should be active until the 26th of June, so there's still plenty of time to work them. 8Q7KB in the Maldives should also be on until the 21st of June. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Centre thinks the solar flare index will start the week at around 150, rising to 170 as the week progresses. After a geomagnetic disturbance this weekend that may see the KP index rise to 4 and is likely caused by coronal hole and sun service, we may expect quieter conditions next week with a maximum KP index of 2. And now the VHF and UP propagation news. There's been some excellent sporadic E and super tropo propagation during recent UK activity contest events. This is high season for sporadic E, so it's worth a few notes to sharpen your DX potential. There are often two main windows of activity, mid-morning and late afternoon or early evening. For early risers, there can be a surprise window of activity around 0600 to 0700 UTC on some days, and this is particularly useful for paths across the pole to Japan and the Pacific. The tendency is for openings to migrate westwards. Paths across Eastern Europe will be replaced by new paths to Italy or even Iberia as the particular event window migrates west. In this peak season, the sporadically operating windows may also merge into one continuous activity period, especially on the lower bands such as 10 metres and 6 metres. As paths to Portugal fade, the new cycle may be starting with paths to Scandinavia and the Baltic. Multi-hop paths will be weaker than single-hop, and often more fleeting due to the complex geometry required, making the slower data modes frustrating. Add to this frequency spreading, and sometimes slick, fast CW can be the best mode if you can find the activity. The prolonged high pressure has provided some very good tropo paths, particularly across the North Sea to Scandinavia. This may not be so reliable in the coming week as low pressure moves in and offers heavy, thundery showers as a source of rain scatter for gigahertz operators. Meteor scatter and aurora is always possible, but sporadically will probably be too much of a distraction. Sunday sees peak moon declination, but with apogee coming this Thursday, pass losses will be at their highest. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate until Saturday afternoon, when the sun and moon are very close in the sky, spoiling the weekend for VHF EME. This close-to-eclipse condition persists until Sunday night, after which noise levels are low to moderate for the rest of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. The online radio community runs a 40-meter slow to medium speed CW net every Monday evening at 7 p.m. All are welcome to join in. For more information, see morse.oarc.uk. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the group holds a virtual social night called the Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see oscaralfaromeocharlie.uk. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of an evening with on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Southwest. On Tuesday, Boston District Amateur Radio Club will be holding a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there will be a net on 145.250 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there are club nets on 28.360 MHz at 8 p.m. and 70.425 MHz at 9 p.m. Contact is keith.m0tmo at btinternet.com, or you could visit www.bravovictoralfaromeosierra.org.uk. On Tuesdays, Isle of Avon Amateur Radio Club has a net on 433.475 MHz from 8 p.m. The net moves to 145.475 MHz on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. A 10-metre net on 28.405 MHz is held on Thursdays from 8 p.m. The club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is matt2e0fnt0730554 9614. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at the Parish Room, Abbey Manor Community Centre, Yeovil, to hear a talk by M7LLT. Contact is secretary at yeovil-alfaromeocharlie.com. In South Wales, Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridgend. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info at Aberconfig Radio Club. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully's Sports and Social Club from 7:30pm on Tuesday. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm hosted by Glenn GW0ANA. Contact is Steve 2W0VOG 07900560080. Cwmbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 till 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411 595103, or visit www.MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfield Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnie Dial, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7pm every Tuesday. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10am. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8pm. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru has moved to its new premises at Griffithstown Community Hall, Victoria Street, Griffithstown, Pontypool, postcode November Papa 4, 5 Hotel Hotel. Contact is Chris 2W0OGY on 0747-363-0005. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society has moved to Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox 417 Sierra Yankee. Give John a ring on 01443-432-542, or simply turn up at one of the club meetings to find out more. Prior radio knowledge is not required. Askside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 till 8pm at the Bowles Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 19 at 7 Hotel Foxtrot. New members are welcome. Contact is Mike Alpha Tango dot Kilo November India Golf Hotel Tango at gmail.com. And up in Gloucester, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has informal nets every day, and on Monday the Society will be meeting to hold a construction competition. You can find out more details from the Secretary and 2E1GKY on 01242-699-595, or look at www.golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, the Redcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSDB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, and keep safe from the GB2RS news team.